Hare Krishna. This is a reading from The Embankment of Separation by Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj, Chapter 8, entitled Three Logs of Wood, and Chapter 9, Mahaprabhu in Sri Gambira. Listeners interested in other audiobooks by previous acharyas are invited to visit our website, sadhusanga.com. Krishna is always thinking of Srimati Radharani and feeling acute pangs of separation from her. In a dreaming condition or waking condition, he calls out, Radhe, 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 Radhe. As the gopis faint, Krishna also faints sometimes, especially when he thinks of Radharani. Once, Krishna was deeply thinking of Radharani. Feeling acute pangs of separation from her, he fainted. He was completely unconscious. After some time, as if by providential arrangement, Narada Rishi and Uddhava appeared there and saw Krishna lying unconscious. Narada and Uddhava are very dear to Krishna. They know everything, so they could understand why this condition had come. As Premi Bhaktas, they could understand that Krishna was about to disclose some very mysterious lila. Therefore, he had come to such a condition. Krishna's acute pang of separation from Radha. Radha Viraha Vidura Krishna. Narada and Uddhava were in anxiety. How could they get Krishna back to external consciousness? Just then, Balaram arrived there, and the three of them contemplated what to do. They came to the conclusion that if Narada Muni were to sing the glories of Brajabhumi with his Veena Yantra, Narada Muni Bhajai Veena Radhika Ramana Name, then Krishna would get back his consciousness and wake up. Narada said, All right, I agree, but I have one apprehension. As soon as Krishna wakes up, what will happen? Immediately he will run to Brajabhumi. He is mad now. He will not wait for anyone. So a chariot should be prepared. So they called Daruka, Krishna's chariot driver, and told him to prepare Krishna's chariot. At that time Uddhava became very grave. After careful deliberation, he said, You are correct, but as far as I have understood, the condition of Brajabhumi is such that if Krishna goes there now and hears the piteous crying of the Brijbasis, he will not be able to tolerate it. Then the consequences will be more precarious. We will not be able to get Krishna back. There will be no hope at all. Then Narada said to Uddhava, O Uddhava, you are Krishna's very good messenger. You are very dear to him. So I think you should go to Brajabhumi first and inform all the Brijbasis that Krishna is coming from Dwarka. Then they will prepare themselves to welcome him. Hearing this, Uddhava became morose. He said, I accept whatever you say on my head. I have no objection. When such elevated Vaishnav devotees are requesting me, I cannot refuse. But I have one thing to say. You may already know about this. My friend, Lord Krishna, once sent me to Brajabhumi from Mathura. I went there as a messenger and stayed there for 3 months. I had gone there to give some consolation to Nanda Maharaj, Yasoda Mata, the gopis, and Radharani. They were feeling acute pangs of separation from Krishna. But what consolation could I give them? My language failed. My mission failed. They were crying for Krishna day and night, 24 hours. Here in the material world, nobody cries for Krishna. But if someone loses his near ones and dear ones, or his hard-earned money, he cries day and night. To console such a person, one might say, "Why are you crying? In this material world, everything is temporary. Anityam. Jatasya hi dhruvo mityu. One who is born must die one day. So death is certain. No one can check it." These are all words of consolation. But what words of consolation could I give to the Brijbasis? They were crying for Krishna. And if someone wants to cry for Krishna, who is the object of love, how can you say, "Don't cry"? That would be an offense. Rather, my heart says to tell them, "Cry more, cry more, cry more." Therefore, my mission failed. I could not give them any consolation. At last I told them, "I am going back to Mathura, and I will try my best to send Krishna to Brajabhumi immediately." I had given my word to them, but until now it has not taken place. Now, after so many months and years, if I again go to Brajabhumi and speak like this, they will never put faith in my words. No, you are a liar, Uddhava. You had promised us this before, but Krishna did not come back. They will never put faith in my words. Rather, they will scold me like a cheater. So how can I go? Considering all these things from different angles of vision, Narada and Uddhava requested Balaram, "It is better that you go." Then Balaram, feeling acute pain in his heart, spoke in a voice filled with great sorrow, "Narada, you see, I would go to Brajabhumi, not waiting for anyone. But please consider this. Your Lord Krishna always says, 'Yes, I'll go, I'll go.' But he is not actually going to Brajabhumi. He is only procrastinating. I have been to Brajabhumi, and I have seen the condition of the Brijbasis. I stayed there for 2 months, and I also failed to console them. I tried to tell them, 'Please, have patience. Don't feel so much distress. Krishna will be coming soon.' But their condition is like that of a fish out of water. I understood clearly that without the presence of Krishna, nothing would give them consolation. They cannot survive at all. It is as if they are dying, feeling the pangs of separation from Krishna. And still, Krishna has not gone there. Krishna's presence would be a soothing balm for them. They would get back their life, especially Yasodamata. She is always crying. I touched her lotus feet and said, 'Mother, as soon as I reach Dwarka, I will make my best effort to send Krishna to Brajabhumi. Please wait for some days, Mother. I have given my word to Mother Yasoda.' But what happened? I requested, 'My dear brother Krishna, please go to Brajabhumi immediately. Otherwise they will all die. Give up all your work here. Suspend everything and go to Brajabhumi.' I requested Krishna many times, 'Please make them survive. Your presence will be like a soothing balm, the medicine to save their lives. Otherwise their lives will get out.' I requested him many times. Previously, Krishna would immediately carry out whatever request I made. But he has not carried out this request. He only says, 'Yes, I'll go, I'll go.' But he has not gone until now. O Narada, you are all-knowing, so please tell me, if I were to go to Brajabhumi, what would I tell Mother Yasoda? I have already promised Mother Yasoda that Krishna would come to Brajabhumi. What shall I say? Will Mother Yasoda put faith in my words?' She will never put faith in my words. Rather, she will say, 'Balaram, you are a liar.' Thinking of the condition of the Brijbasis, Balaram felt such pain in his heart. He said, "Alas, my dear Brijbasis, are you still surviving? Oh, my dear Krishna, my brother, your heart is as soft as butter, Navanita Hridaya. How strange it is that such a soft heart has become as hard as a block of stone." Saying this, Baladev could no longer suppress his mood, and he began to cry. At that time, Subhadra appeared there. She is very intelligent.
"All right, I will go to Brajabhumi. I will go first. All of you, please be patient and give up your anxiety. I'll go to Brajabhumi and sit on the lap of Mother Yasoda. I'll wipe the tears from her eyes and say, 'Oh, my mother, Krishna is just coming now.' My two brothers and I started from Dwarka simultaneously, but along the road many people had assembled just to greet him. They have constructed big gates. So many kings, Maharajas, are standing at the roadside. Innumerable people are carrying arti plates just to offer puja to Krishna. So he is coming a little bit later. I came in advance just to give you this good news. He is coming. Krishna is coming. Similarly, I will go to each gopi, wipe the tears from their eyes, and console them. I will tell them, 'Male persons are a little crooked, but we females are very simple. I am a woman. So when they hear from me that Krishna is coming, they will put faith in my words. Then all the Brajbasis will become very blissful and make arrangements to observe a great festival to welcome Krishna.'"
Uddhava, Narada, and Balaram agreed unanimously. "Yes, this is a very good proposal." Subhadra said,
"Please prepare my chariot."
One chariot had already been prepared for Krishna, and now another chariot was prepared for Subhadra. Baladev has great affection for Vrajabhumi, so when he saw that Subhadra was ready to get into the chariot, he said, "How can I allow my dear brother Krishna to go alone? No, I must go. Subhadra is going, so I will go with her." Uddhava agreed. "All right, both of you will go. When you start your journey on the chariot, we will not make any delay. As soon as you leave, Narada Muni will sing Brajalila Kahani with his Veena Yantra. Then Krishna will regain his consciousness, and we will send him along immediately." Balaram and Subhadra got up into their chariots and started for Brajabhumi. First Balaram, and then Subhadra. At the time of Rath Yatra, Baladev's Rath goes first. Then Subhadra's Rath follows. This is the procedure. Three Raths are decorated, and Krishna will get up and go last.